righty. It is 8:34 and 21 seconds. That's how you can tell we're live. We can give you that exact of a detail. And coming up live at the Ferndale Repertory Theater, it's a show called Quilters. And joining me here in the studio, we've got Lyra Satloff. We've also got Laura Welch and Emma Johnstone. Did I get all your names right?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's end it right there. It's not going to get better than that. Okay, so let's hear about Quilters. What's it about? Don't just say Quilters.
It's about many women.
Ah, okay.
Many, many women and all of the threads of their stories being stitched together.
Oh, yes. It's about puns.
I was going to say, very well done for 8:40 in the morning.
Thank you.
I know.
I had a cup of coffee.
I'm glad that you're slightly more awake than I am at this point. No, yeah, the story itself is not quite linear in the sense that you start at the beginning and you have a clear path all the way to the end. It sort of is built up of many short scenes that are tied together through common themes and the like.
And it's actually based on a book about women, you know, as the West opened up about their crossings, about their lives on those prairies. There's a wide variety of stories and characters, and it's fun to watch these, what are there, 10 of you?
10, actors? Yes. Yeah.
It's fun to watch the 10 actors sort of embody these. Only one character stays the same throughout. She sort of weaves those threads all together. And the other 10 actors play many different roles. So one actor will play an old woman, a child.
How fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Is this a contemporary play, or has it been around for a while?
Well, it's fairly contemporary in that it was written in the 70s.
Right.
But it does not sound particularly contemporary, unlike most musicals. I say this is a musical for people who hate musicals, because the music is actually roots music.
Yes.
And a lot of original tunes, but some, you know, there's a classic hymn in there, and there are some folk songs that have been sort of repurposed.
And a lot of them borrow from older songs that I've heard as well. The Wheel in the Wheel, that one.
Exactly.
From Windmill, that's got a little bit of some roots there. What else?
I don't know. Most of this is new to me as someone who, you know, had no idea that this show existed until we started working on it. And so most of the music is fairly fresh, aside from those, you know, sort of repurposed old songs or hymns that occasionally pop up in there.
We should maybe say that Laura is the music director for this production.
Yes, hello. And I also am the accompanist for the show as well.
Are you on stage? You act in this also?
I do not act in it. I just play the music, or help play the music, rather.
Yes. So. You are a wonderful on the keyboard there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
It has kind of an unusual orchestration in that it uses mandolin and banjo and guitar and bass and
it sounds
fiddle.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's not really designed to be piano friendly from the get go. Although I feel like I am friendly with it now at this point, having so much time to practice it. So
you become friends with it.
Yes.
And beautiful voices in this cast. Mm-hmm. You know, we get...
That's kind of important for a musical.
The songs are absolutely gorgeous.
It is. And this musical has much more harmony than you will find in your typical musical. You know, it's just built on that sort of four-part roots music. It's really heartwarming.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel good, this music.
It is.
Or really bad, depending on the scene.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, we maybe should say that there is some, you know, as people are thinking about, wow, this sounds like a great thing to take the kids to, there are some moments of tragedy in the play. And it deals with all aspects of women's lives. So, you know, if you're looking for a super great date night, want to take your gal out to something that will really resonate with her, this is a very good thing to do. Teenage daughters, bring them on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the review, you'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll become a part of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, is that the review?
You'll definitely probably relate to a lot of what they talk about, or the stories that they tell. And that's sort of the really neat thing, is that despite, you know, the time period that it's set in, a lot of
Which
the stories...
Which is what, by the way?
Yeah.
The 1800s?
Yeah, like early 1800s, I believe. But again, the stories that they tell are things that all women experience at some point in their lives. And So, you know, to hear these stories and think, you know, this happened to me, or, you know, I'm going through this right now, it's still refreshing, even though, you know, it takes place over, you know,
yes, because we hit the major notes of women's lives, and guess what? Not that much has changed.
Nope. No, not much.
Which is kind of unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, you think, you know, this is the 1800s, and, you know, here we are, you know, in 2017. You'd think that
childbirth has not changed.
It has not changed. That's
it's gotten slightly painful.
You got the vote now. What else do you
true
want?
Enough. True enough.
August.
Although in this particular play, you don't hear much from men.
No.
So, you know, we totally have the vote in this show.
Oh, yeah. We've got a, you know, occasionally man.
Yeah, I play all of the men in the show except for one.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Get in touch with your inner masculine side.
Yeah, she's got that good tenor going on.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. I do sing the tenor parts in this show. Keep the bass down, you know.
Get that voice down.
It's a nice, right. Strong foundation, yes, right. Honestly. Yeah.
You could come sing the bass line
there
for
you
us.
Go. If only I could carry a tune.
Yeah, good luck learning the music.
That's right.
It's hard.
Is it difficult music?
It is a little difficult for a singer.
It is difficult, yeah.
Keeping track of the
and
parts.
They've worked hard and it's really paid off.
No, it's beautiful.
It sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. So we open next week, so we're in the up late nights, which makes it fun to be here early in the morning.
Awake. I'm totally awake.
You're in the dress rehearsal stage, right?
Yeah, almost. In the tech stage, so we're at the moment adding, you know, lights and sound and scenic painting and that sort of thing, and then next week we'll get 3 dress rehearsals, and then we'll let the public in and see
we'll
what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And when is opening night?
We have a preview on the 9th.
Okay. We have a $10 preview. All seats are $10 on the preview, and that's really like a final dress rehearsal. It's meant to help us to understand how the audience is going to react and how that's going to affect the show and so on. It's kind of a fun night to see it because occasionally things crash and burn and we have to stop.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Go back and work something out. Audiences seem to like to see the sausage being
that's
made in
true.
That way.
Wow.
And then we have opening night on the 10th of March. Tickets are $18 general admission and $16 for students and seniors. We also have, if you are on our web mailing list, our email mailing list, you can sometimes find coupons for those sorts of events. Mm. Anyway, and then we play Friday and Saturday nights at 8 and Sundays at 2 mm-hmm. through April 2nd.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful performance. And, you know, I think people are in the mood now for musicals. I think La La Land has whet people's appetites
to get
back into musicals again.
Good. I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
I think so.
I do. I hope you're right. It's always nice to have people in the house.
Yes.
To appreciate the hard work. And if you're interested in getting tickets, you can do that on our website, ferndalerep.org, O-R-G, or you can call the box office, 786-5483.
Which translates to 786-LIVE.
It does. Are you the one who pointed that out to us?
I did.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
I couldn't believe I hadn't figured that out. I was here for 2 years before somebody said.
I didn't.
That's why they picked those.
I'm sure. I'm sure. How about that institutional memory?
I did.
Awesome.
I know. It's 786 live. It's actually very close to our phone number. So sometimes we get.
Which is 786 dead? No.
Oh, ouch. That's it's like. What is 786 live? Is 786.
5483.
Yeah. So we're like 5486.
See?
Yeah, that spells K-H-U-M.
Oh, H-U-M. Oh, see, that makes sense
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we're 786 live, mm-hmm. where you will often find a voicemail recording. But if you leave information, if you leave information, we will get back to you. The live part, of course, refers to what's happening on stage, which is very, very lively.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
For sure.
It is indeed. No holograms. It's the real deal.
No, not
it is.
No. We haven't gotten that far.
No CGI. It's the actual thing right there. Human
beautiful
beings.
Effects, but no holograms.
No holograms, indeed. All right. It is Quilters coming soon to a Ferndale rep near you. Laura and Emma, thank you all for coming in.
Thanks
of course,
having us,
Cliff. Thank you.